Welcome, everybody. This is Aliska and my sixth year at BrickVention. We love it, we love all of you, and we look so forward to another great 3 days in Melbourne, one of our favorite places on Earth. I'm not sure what you know about us. I'm Larry Hawthorne. This is Aliska Yezkova. Aliska is the former CEO, and I was the general manager for BrickLink. After my stepson and Aliska's son, Daniel Yezik, died in 2010. Dan founded BrickLink in 2000 and ran it practically alone for 10 years. We ran it for 3 years after Dan died, and in 2013, we handed off BrickLink to Jay Kim and his team, who run it to this day. That has given us something that's really hard to come by, time to come to places like BrickVention. We try to spread word of Dan and his legacy, and frankly, to reach out to people when he no longer can. Let me just take a few minutes of your time and tell you the story of BrickLink. It's Dan's story as well. How did BrickLink come to be and almost not even happen? How much was planned? How much was happenstance? And how much was just plain old good luck? I don't want to fill you with statistics or forecasts on where BrickLink goes from here. It did well in the past, it's doing well now, and the future remains very bright. Dan left us all with a pretty good outlook for BrickLink, and that stands to this day. When I see BrickLink, I often think of it simply as a story about the right guy who was in the right place and at the right time. So let's begin with the guy. That man was Daniel Yezik. Dan was born June 25th, 1977, in Prague, Czechoslovakia, in what was then the communist Eastern Bloc behind the Iron Curtain. His parents were both well-educated. His mother, Aliska, was a teacher and lawyer, earning a law degree from the Charles University there in Prague. His father, Yaroslav Yezik, was already a famous mathematician in Europe. He made a name for himself in 1980 when he produced important work toward solving decades-old Alfred Hilbert and Alfred Tarski mathematical theorems. These were head-scratching problems that mathematicians already knew the answers to, but had no way to prove. Yaroslav Yezik was able to do just that, to prove it when no one else could. It earned him an important chair at Charles University in Prague and enabled him to attend conferences and serve visiting guest professorships beyond the Iron Curtain at universities in the West. For example, in Germany, the US and Canada, South Carolina, California at Berkeley, Tennessee's Vanderbilt University, and even as far away as Hawaii. For Yaroslav and Aliska, the notoriety didn't translate to money, but it did help with prestige and even influence. For little Dan, it meant a few basic Lego sets and even an early no-frills leading-edge computer. Dan built his first Lego set, a firehouse, at age 3, and programmed his first basic computer game at age 12. Lego and computers became a passion for Dan and an important part of his life from then on. I should add here that Dan was a very sickly kid. The environment in Prague at that time was toxic to him, and he was constantly back and forth with the doctor for most of his early childhood. So where would be the right place? It wasn't Prague or communist Czechoslovakia or any other place behind the Iron Curtain. Over time, aspiring expectations being what they are, the family migrated to the West, not just for opportunity, but for a better, more helpful place to raise Dan. On Christmas Eve 1990, a little more than a year after the Berlin Wall came down, the family landed in Honolulu, where Yaroslav had been offered a visiting professorship at University of Hawaii in Manoa. Yaroslav would travel back and forth between Hawaii and what became the Czech Republic for a number of years, but Dan and his mother never left. They stayed on, and Dan thrived in Hawaii. He got well, he got strong. He was educated in local schools and learned English. Dan graduated from Kalaheo High School, on Oahu's windward side in 1996, and he went on to the University of Hawaii to study computer science. He maintained his love of Lego and for computers, or as they now called it, information technology. So let's fast forward to 1999. Dan is 22 years old and pretty good with a computer keyboard and working with Lego bricks. He has a European background and an American outlook. He has almost no accent, he's fluent in English, and an excellent writer as well. Within 3 years, he will be nationalized as a U.S. citizen. His conversion will then be complete, and he is now the perfect guy and in the right place to found a website called BrickLink. And it's the right time as well. It's the dawn of a new millennium, and if you look around, you see that Lego, the company, has hit a bump in the road. Business has been slowing. A few ill-timed set designs, they become a bit of a commercial bust, and they don't augur well for the company's future. Around this time, Dan catches on with a local Honolulu bank in the rush to augment computer help to deal with the Y2K scare that was in full bloom. You may remember all the world's computers were due to crash come December 31st at midnight, and the world would come to an abrupt end. Well, no, that didn't happen. Dan stayed on with First Hawaiian Bank, working on their proprietary software. On the side, Dan still stayed active with his Lego, buying sets and designing his own mocks when he could gather the bricks. That meant a lot of yard sales and bulk Lego if he was lucky. He financed his habit selling his own Lego on a relatively new place called eBay. Back in 1995, it came around and made use of a site called PayPal that came around in early 1999. On Lugnet, he trades information with a lot of fellow Lego enthusiasts on the methods to trade and accumulate bricks. eBay is one possibility, but Dan reveals plans to build his own online store to better market his own Lego. And he decides to make use of PayPal to turn transactions into common currency. Dan began a search for another computer job after his bank cut back on its IT staff. A local island startup is interesting, but to compete for a job, he has to go home and learn new web-friendly programming languages like JavaScript and Visual Basic. Although Dan does well during the recruitment process, the company eventually picks someone else. Close, but no cigar, as they say. This is the spring of 2000. Losing out on that new full-time employment opportunity may have been the most critical development that led to what is today BrickLink. Disappointment in not being selected aside, competing for that job gave Dan a leg up on the programming languages he would need to code an online store. And instead of working for someone else, he began refocusing his attention on developing something new that he could control and work himself. By that summer of 2000, Dan had bounced his ideas and a couple of test sites off fellow Lugnet users. He started with Dan's Parts Fodder on May 10th, 2000. This was Dan's own online store, crafted with JavaScript. He listed a total of 8,711 parts available. Primitive though it was, other potential sellers were impressed by it and asked if they could join their stores with Dan's. BrickBay was born. On June 19, 2000, BrickBay, the precursor of BrickLink, went live with 15 stores, only two of which had any inventory. But it was a start. I could say the rest is history, and to a great degree it was, but there were some milestones as BrickBay grew by leaps and bounds, always under the stewardship of Daniel Yuzik. That first half year for BrickBay was modest enough. The website hosted $171,417.77 in business. I know that for a fact because Dan built into the website an absolute accounting for every penny that passed through it, and it's still there today. The next full year, 2001, saw nearly 900,000 worth of Lego change hands on Brick Bay. Business has been climbing ever since. Within a couple of years, Brick Bay's growth caught the attention of eBay. One of their lawyers fired off a threatening nasty gram calling Brick Bay a violation of their trademark. I guess the bay was a little too close for their comfort. In 2002, there were still plenty of URLs available, and it was a lot easier to switch than fight. So Dan, Aliska, and I sat around a table in Honolulu throwing out new possibilities. Brick Nation, Brick Bastion, Brick Vault. I do remember that Aliska came up with the winning entry. She said, listen, the website's a link to AFOLs and their hobby, and she did have a point. Dan agreed, and that was that. Bricklink it was, and Bricklink it is. So what had Dan established, whether he knew it or not, at the time? He built an online marketplace where you could buy or sell individual Lego bricks and sets. If you needed 40 of a particular piece for something you were building, you could find it on Bricklink and order it from anywhere in the world. That was a revolutionary concept. It allowed businesses to be born as stores on Bricklink. Bricklink has put a lot of kids through college and become the livelihood for a lot of people. It had an incredible reference catalog, giving each item a number and establishing a common cataloging system for the thousands and thousands of Lego parts. It also cataloged the many Lego sets that have existed over decades past. If you want to know what parts were in a set from 1977, you could find that out on Bricklink. It was a forum for AFOLs around the world to chat and bond as a community. And it served as a catalyst for events like Brickvention, because you can't build the mocks if you don't have the bricks. In April 2010, one of the last major features Dan added to Bricklink before he died was an international monetary exchange engine. And that allowed sellers almost anywhere in the world to sell in their own currency and their customers to buy in theirs as well. Every 2 hours, the website is updated with the latest exchange rates for dozens of currencies. It's a prime reason that from that point on, more stores were opening outside the United States than within. And that includes Europe and right here, down under, as well. If any more proof were needed, that might have arrived a couple of weeks ago when Bricklink reached a major milestone of 1 million registered members. Today, that membership number is growing at an annual rate of around 18%, so there's plenty more to come. And by the way, since the advent of Bricklink, the Lego group has done pretty well themselves. That downturn in the 90s may have just been a blip, or maybe the world's largest online Lego marketplace might have helped a little along the way. Bricklink's symbiotic relationship with the Lego group continues. That's not just me saying that. In Billund, Denmark, Lego headquarters in August of last year, 2018, that was a clear message that we received. So Dan really did have the spirit of the brick with him at the right time and in the right place. His background gave him a global perspective from the start, and his personal passion and love for all things Lego makes it hard to imagine anyone more suited to found Bricklink in that place and at that time than Daniel Jezik. And for those of you who think they need to plan it all out in advance and have all the answers to succeed, just remember this. All Dan ever wanted to do was to start his own online store to sell his own bricks. That was Dan's goal. Bricklink just happened to be the result. Thank you, and please visit danjezik.com for more on the story.